Hello, everybody, and welcome to Otherworld Seattle Season 2 After Show, where we talk about the last crazy season that just happened with our wonderful cast. Let's introduce them real quick. We will start with Michelle.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and this season I played Maribel Ochoa.
Hey, guys, I am Mac, and this season I mostly played Cecil Mulgrove.
Hi, I'm Pooja, and this season I played Mira Rao.
Hello, I'm Saint, and I played Bailey Wolf.
Hello, y'all. Jay Holtham here, and I played John Charles.
Awesome. So, I mean, this was kind of a really relaxed season where we all kind of sat back. We got into... You know,
super mellow, something you could meditate to.
No. It was just a real low tension, low stress.
So let's start with the question that we kind of always start with. What was your favorite part of this season? You know, anybody can jump in.
Wow. I don't know. There was so much.
I know mine.
Well, go for it, Pooja.
My favorite part was when we go in for the interview at the newspaper. And the owner of the newspaper is like, so here's the things we're looking into right now. And lists like literally everything we've been involved with over the last two seasons.
Yep. That was good. I mean, I have a question. Like, the part of it is I have a question for you, which is how much of that was planned in advance? Because, I mean, it was all the Cecil this year. It's my favorite. It was all of it.
What do you mean? Like, you mean like everything with Cecil? Because there was quite a bit. Or are you talking about the very first part where she's... Because I talked with Mac about the being... I didn't like go, oh, by the way, we had a conversation about her being possessed. The bacon thing came along because I think literally Saint said something. It was a good idea and I used it.
Yeah.
Because they in her mind they had melded together. So Mac knew about what was going to happen with Shannon, but had no clue about the whole bacon thing, and I think did a superb job of rolling with the punches.
Yes. Yeah. It was amazing.
Yes. Yeah, that was fun. Wow. Yeah, I knew about the first thing with Shannon, but I also didn't think about I had no idea that was going to be the girlfriend next, and that game mm-hmm. made sense. And then the bacon thing was like, what? Sure. Let's do it. Why not?
And I think the bacon thing has even more gravity to it now that we have revealed some of Mac's origin story or Cecil's origin story. Yes. So
I didn't know about that. Was not planned. That was a surprise for me, too.
That was great.
Yeah. Good call. I'm a little heartbroken that we didn't get more on that. But also, the situation was so dire.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, we need the GTFO.
But boy. I've been loving this new god or nameless, well, now not so nameless god. I feel like the way that you're writing him, Wes, is extremely creepy and effective. Yep. I'm really drawn into these interactions. I'm like, let me hold myself back. There's other stuff going on. But I'm really interested in that guy / tentacle. Sweet. Because I planned to stop talking earlier than I did. Oops.
I was, well, you know, I mean, if I can have a ghost girlfriend and then a Titan girlfriend.
That's great.
All right. Wow. I do know what my favorite part was, though. I actually really liked the reveal about Mira's parents being like, oh, honey, we already knew we were trying to protect you, and you're too immature for us to tell you about it.
Like, oh, my God. That was great. Was that planned?
Yeah. Yeah, that was. Well, no, she. No,
I didn't.
The way that I do it is I plan out plot points, and depending on which way you all go is what ends up like. It's more reactionary on my part than me saying this is going to happen here. Because I have no clue what you all are going to do, what your response is going to be. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, like Lilith was completely reactionary. I had no clue how Sean was going to handle things. She put her offer on the table. And otherwise, originally, you know, it could have gone that way. It could have gone with, because if you remember, Freedom called up Sean and said, hey, come over. I want to talk about this deal. I want to talk about something with you, but not, you know, and he was going to bring up the deal. So it could have gone a few different ways. Yeah. Most of it's reactionary. I'm sure I didn't think you guys were going to kill mother or shoot father. Well, yeah. So,
you gave us but guns. Those, how could you yes. not
so many shoot guns?
Them? Yeah. What did you think?
I'm not saying that I'm surprised that happened. I just didn't know what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So it's like, cause I mean, let's face it, this group as a cast in most of our games has not been incredibly fighty. We get into fights every once in a while, but not super fighty.
Right.
So I wasn't really sure. And honestly, I unloaded a lot of lore during this season, and a lot of it, you know, it messes with people's brains. It's, you know, so what about you, Michelle? What
I think I loved the stuff with the Rakshasa and just like being able to picture this talking tiger, and like tigers are terrifying enough as it is. And you've got one talking to you that's a demon, and it's like, you know, and I thought that was super fun.
And what about you, Jay?
I mean, like I said, for me, really, it was all of the Cecil, like all of the Cecil, all of those turns, all of those, like all those surprises were just, that was just great. Because I honestly didn't know where it was going to go from moment to moment.
Mm-hmm. For me, it was the bacon anagram thing. Mm-hmm. The bacon acronym thing. I'm like, I wonder if anyone's going to pick up on it.
I got it the second time you said it. Like the first time that you rattled it off, I was just like, and then you said it again, and I'm like, oh shit, it spells bacon. Like, right, like 2 seconds before you're like, bacon. I was just like, my brain did that last thing clicked into place. It was like, oh no.
So, who was your, obviously, the Nameless God was the probably the creepiest of all of the threats. Is there a particular part of the story that you wish we had gotten more time to kind of look at? Because there were threads that we didn't pick up this season. Mainly the cult in the tunnels
The cult.
What the hell's
Paul
going
Bunyan.
On? Yeah, Paul Bunyan. Yeah, he's still hanging out there.
Yep.
Yeah, the earthquakes too around the shop.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which.
So there's a lot of stuff that still needs to be kind of trussed up, as it were, figured out.
Maribel wants to get back up in the woods and see what's happening with Paul Bunyan.
I'm curious about that ghost amulet that I now have. I'm like, is this going to be something?
Yeah, you've got two angry lovers inside of ghost amulet.
Like, that's not going to backfire. No.
The brooch, yeah.
Yes. I'll keep calling it amulet, sorry. Jewelry.
I kind of want to, like, random witch in that house from the very beginning.
Right.
You haven't talked to her at all. Like, you haven't gone back. You have no idea. So, yeah, I think that's one thing. So, unfortunately, it's fortunate for Jay because he's super busy and has a lot of really cool stuff going on. But Jay is leaving us this season. But that doesn't mean that he won't ever come back. We might be able to get him on a show in the future. But for right now, he's so busy, he needs to take some time off. How did you feel about Sean's ending? I was with him moving with Freedom to Los Angeles.
Well, I really liked it. I really thought that was the right move for Sean. And it was exciting. It happened so quickly. I was like, aw. Even though I knew what was where we were going, it still just caught me by surprise. So, but it's the right move. It feels really great.
I think that let's face it, out of all of you, Sean has been the one that's been like, look, I want this to end. I want this to be over. I don't want to be doing this anymore. I guess my question for the others is, now that Sean is moving away, even though he's a phone call away kind of situation, he's definitely been the voice of somewhat reason. Do you think that you're going to get more embroiled in things now that you don't have that emergency break?
Maybe.
More embroiled than we already are?
Yeah.
Season three isn't going to be about, like, knitting.
I guess the thing, I don't know. I think that Sean was great at pumping the brakes, but I'm almost kind of wondering if Cecil might start to fall more into that realm, considering everything that happened. Finally getting those answers and stuff and realizing that they're fucked up and maybe she doesn't want all of that might cause her to be more in Sean's camp than she was before.
True, very true. For the other three of you, what are some of the things that, I mean, we said the witch, what are some of the other things that you would like to see pop up more that you can explore in the next season? Are there threads that you want left alone and threads that you want to jump into?
Like I said before, I'd like to go back and visit Paul Bunyan and find out a little bit more of that that whole thing, see if any of the Squatchers survived. And I just like saying Squatchers. Yeah, I think for me, and I think, I don't know, I think it's kind of piquing Maribel's curiosity as to what else is out there. If all of this is real, you know, it's like, okay, it's all fun and games. And then Anubis like walks into the room, you know what I mean? So it's like,
Yeah, I'd say Bailey is also going towards that track. Originally, she was kind of not about, I mean, she and Sean were kind of more on the same wavelength. And then randomly, it's like, oh, I'll be extra curious and screw something up. So I think that curiosity is going to go, it's going to increase, especially because there is a latent fascination with what's going on, or at least I'm trying to push that because of her artistic eye and stuff, and seeing things that seem possible, or like, oh, that's really intriguing. Yeah, let me see some more ghosts. But I am scared, very scared.
Well, yeah, especially, you know, you keep having show up. Yeah. What about you, Mira?
I think like the other thing that I'm curious about is like, so obviously my dad pissed off a bunch of vampires in the 80s, and now they appear to be back for revenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's things going on and everything like that. So,
but I'm so next most season curious. On a
quiet blood.
The thing that I'm actually most curious about is like it seems obvious in hindsight that Bailey has a connection to the Messenger God because she was the only one who could remember what he looked like. He's come to seek her out at the gallery.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's a whole, like, he finds her a very interesting person.
He's hired Emily.
Yeah, he's hired Emily to make a commission for him, which is like, oh, poor Emily.
See, I was just hoping that was coincidence. Now I'm going to be paranoid. No, I was like, I'm just the first one he got to.
That's a really big coincidence.
It's I was just worrying about impressing or shutting down Mark. I was all up in that. I was thinking, or he might be a vampire. No, that's the least of my worries. I wish he was
a
vampire.
You saw him in the sun completely naked.
You know, there could be other, you know, that's true.
You never know.
Maybe a werewolf.
I mean, he's...
I don't know.
Maybe a werewolf. He's
good physique. Good physique.
Good physique, and it is Seattle, but it's not the 2000s and Twilight isn't.
Oh my god.
Yet. That's right.
And he's not in LA attempting to get into the stunt business.
Oh yeah.
Exactly.
All right, I'm nervous. That's good.
Well, I had a ton of fun, and it was a really good season. Like, I felt like you guys did really well and we had some really good movements, and we are going to miss you, Jay, having you part of the show.
I'm sad.
But like I said, whenever we get back to like Steam City or whatever, if you're free, you can always join us then. We always like to have you back. And and thank you for a great year and a half of just being, you know, you and a good part of the show. We appreciate it, and we will definitely miss you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you, Jay.
That is it. We are done with Otherworld Seattle. I actually hate shutting down the season, to be honest. I know I always end on cliffhangers and stuff, but I really enjoy the show. We will be back soon. Have a great weekend, day, or wherever you're listening to it. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.